We're going to bring in Greg Salas right now, and that's what you get on live, Jets Talk Live here. Greg Salas, who scored tonight, and take me through your touchdown.
I mean, it was just a great play call by Marty. We got the perfect coverage for exactly what we were looking for, and you know, we were able to execute it perfectly, so you know, I couldn't ask for anything better.
What was the pattern?
It was just a short post. Quick post, you know, we're looking for four across man or zero coverage, and we got zero coverage exactly. So, you know, like Marty says, you should be salivating when you see that coverage and you got that route on. So I was just happy I can execute.
And when the ball's in the air right there, Greg, you know you're going to take a shot too, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So what's going through your mind when you know?
Well, you know, in the red zone, everything happens quicker, and you just got to secure the catch. So my biggest thing, and our coach Sanjay preaches it, is catch the ball and tuck right away, especially in the end zone, because you don't know when you're going to get hit. So, you know, luckily there was nobody in there to hit me. So, but yeah, you just got to catch and tuck and hold on.
Greg, overall thoughts on Geno Smith tonight, his performance?
I mean, Geno looks great. You can just see how much more comfortable he is out there. You know, he's taking what the defense gives him. He's running the offense great. He's using his legs. He's making plays, and he's moving us down the field. And the running game was great. I mean, the first team executed really well tonight.
Yeah, before you walked in here, that was exactly what I was just trying to say, is that Chris Ivory came back from the rib injury. He looked tremendous. Chris Johnson,
looked
great. He's got that explosiveness. Greg, to me, he looks like when he's running, he just makes it look effortless, that he's has a different gear.
Yeah, you know, him and Mike are kind of the same thing, where you know, you don't know how fast they're running until you're on the field with them, and then they're just, you know, they're a different breed, those guys, you know, 4-2 guys, so, you know, that's rare speed, and, you know, we're out there, we just got to make sure as receivers that we get the blocks downfield, because we know those guys can break at any time, so, you know, it's great to have them on the team.
How does that set you guys up in the passing game when the ground game is churning out yards like it did tonight?
Oh, I mean, it helps you play action passes. I mean, you can suck the defense up. There's so many great things you can do when you have the ground game running like that. And, you know, I think they showed that tonight with those guys out there running the ball, and they were able to throw the ball as well. You know, Doug had a touchdown. You know, a couple guys had some really nice catches tonight. So, you know, when you get the ground game running, it's real easy to execute the offensive plan, and it takes a lot of pressure off a lot of people.
How about Jason Morrow, the rookie from Texas Tech? I think he got the first catch of the game, and then he got in the end zone on a beautiful play call from Marty.
Yeah.
Goes two back set, play action, nice loft from Geno, and that was an easy one.
Oh, that was great, you know, and I even said to Jace on the sideline, I was like, you look good tonight, man, you look great tonight, you don't look like you're thinking too much out there, and I told him the game's going to slow down for him, and it looks like it is for him, you know, he's out there making plays, catching the ball like we know he can, so it was great to see him have some success tonight.
How about the guy slinging the rock to you in the second half, the Matt Sims, because that guy's got a cannon, and I'll tell you what, you guys get any sort of separation, he's getting a ball deal.
Oh, he has, you know, we tease him a little bit because how hard he throws, but, you know, he's got a great arm, and it's fun when he comes out there because he gets in the huddle, he commands it, he gets hyped up, you know, he gets all of us going, and, you know, he's very supportive in the huddle, you know, he's very positive. So, you know, it's fun to get out there with Matt. He's a great quarterback, a great guy, and, you know, I'm happy with the way he performed tonight, too.